seeing your transformation, observing everything you had went through, looking back over your life, some mistakes, some eye-openers, some life changes, heartaches, oppression, depression, struggle, trouble, to then come back to terms and grips. You went home, in a sense, to a place where you thought that you could call home, just to find out that what you thought was home, they weren't accepting you, or your time wasn't yet. Or they just didn't want you still in the show from them. Do you feel discouraged? Do you give up, throw in the towel and say, well, maybe this isn't the life? Or maybe what was taught to me the whole time isn't really true? Where does one go from that sense? Is there confusion there? How do you cope or move on or deal with? Or do you continue just to stay there and just allow it to pass and just let everything work itself out?
First, it's going to show you what you're made of. You're going to find out what you truly believe in. And these times of trials and these times of trying and testing you, you know what I mean? You're going to see what you're made of. Do you really believe in everything that you were saying? Or are you going to finally admit that it wasn't me, but it was all them that I believed in? And it was a sense of both. It was, well, maybe I'm doing something wrong. They got years over me, and I'm going to sit back, kick back, and listen. But at the same time, a stubborn way in me is like, well, they don't know what they talking about because they ain't going through your situation. You know, and yeah, it's confusing. It's frustrating. It makes you mad. But all you can really do is just sit there, meditate, pray on it. And the music was still coming, you know, and that was the thing. I was still getting that same feeling and that electricity that I was receiving, even if I didn't go to them, before I went to them, and even after I went to them. It was all the same thing for me. So it was something in me just pushing me, saying, you know, don't even focus on the haters. Don't even focus on the non-believers and the doubters. And whether they want to admit it or not, I know they know that I had something in me. And they know I had power in me. They know I had something more than what they were given, but they just weren't ready to get that show up. So, yeah, I believe there was a little bit of jealousy there. But at the same time, I had the same type because they were in my spot, I felt. You know, they shouldn't even have that. And in the instance, I felt like I could have took it away, but I wasn't ready to pursue that. You know, I was still in the humble stage. I was still in the let it work itself out. Give it time. It'll all be all right after a while. But, you know, you just come to a certain point where so much denial will cause you to isolate yourself. And being isolated for so long, it's like a kid who's been picked on his whole life and he's sitting in his room and he just says, enough is enough. I'm going to make this bomb. You know, or I'm just going to sit here and be a ticking time bomb waiting to explode, and I'm just going to go on a mass murdering spree. It was like that in a sense, but my mass murdering spree was the mic and just preaching to myself and really just getting myself along. And it was a mass murdering spree on the mic, though, you know, in a righteous sense. And it just helped me get through it all.
Did you ever feel like on these mass murdering sprees that you wanted to get back where Tay Black and Mild was? Did that ever enter your mind? Did you ever feel that presence again that you wanted to do that?
Most deaf. You know, there was definitely times where it was like, man, we need to just get back to this essence. If they ain't gonna love who I am now, fine. You know, this is all they're doing now. Now they're just gonna make me turn back to a way that I used to be, not caring, you know, with the vulgarness and just going about my business my own merrily way and not worrying about how people felt. But there was something that it was just saying, it's not time yet. It's not time for that yet. You still got a little fulfilling to do in your life. You can't give them what they want yet. Continue to just do what you've been doing. And by the time you even think about that again, they'll already be in the business of making their music and their production and all that.